Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. We really appreciate you joining us. This podcast really shows us how we can all learn, live, and thrive off of each other. By sharing our knowledge through our conversations, we will impart some knowledge whilst learning ourselves how to progress even further. Here is your host.
Hey guys, how you doing? How's your day going? For me to you, compliments of the season. It's been an amazing, 2020 has been an amazing year. And I will honestly say that I'm grateful. I'm grateful to still be here, to be alive, to have my, you know, to have my loved ones and have my listeners, you listening to me, having you just take out the time throughout the entirety of 2020 to just stick around with me, to just allow me, you know, invade your space, your mind space for a couple of minutes every week. Thank you so much for always coming back, especially you, my returning listener. If you're a first time listener, you're welcome. Thank you so much. I hope that you feel comfortable enough to stick around with me till the end and also hopefully come back for another episode. Thank you so much, guys. And so on today's episode, I would be featuring Kefe, Stella Kefe, and Stella Kefe is going to be sharing with us about self-love, doing the inner work that leads to the outer transformation. So basically, she's going to be sharing with us her journey and how she has been able to evolve, grow, love herself, and be more for herself so that she can give more to others. And I hope that you learn a thing or two from it. So, in the next couple of seconds, the voice you'll be hearing is me interacting with Kefe. So enjoy.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Kefe.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm very fine.
It's good to have you.
For having me. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for showing up for us. Thank you. I'm super glad and excited, you know, to have you here despite your busy schedule and despite this festivity season where everyone is just chilling and relaxing with their loved ones, but you chose to spend this time with us. So I'm grateful.
Thank you.
How's the Christmas celebration going at your end?
Fine, good. Spending it with family, very important.
Wow, that's good. That's good. Yeah. So it's boxing. How many boxes have you unwrapped today?
None. But I think I might open one before the end of this day. My mom might get me a gift. Yay!
Yay! That sounds interesting. I know a couple of days ago was your birthday. So happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So this your new year, how's it been thus far? 3 days into your new year, how's it been for you?
3 days. Yes, 3 days. Yes, 23rd was my birthday. It's been good. It's been great. Learning that I have to show myself, I have to put to practice the things that I've learned, the things that I've read, the things that I think I know in my head. So yeah, it's been good.
Yeah, I'm glad you just mentioned that. I think that one of the things that happens to us in life is sometimes we have like a mental knowledge of things, but I feel like other times we have has not been ingrained in our subconscious, and so sometimes we're not able to think about what we know. It's not like we know it mentally, but we're not able to leave it out. And so just hearing you say that, it's refreshing.
Yeah, so thank you.
Do you have any, let's say, like three major priorities for yourself this new year? What would it be? Three major priorities.
Major priorities for myself this year. to grow in my career. To be given to my purpose more, to take responsibility for my purpose and do the things that I ought to be doing, not to be lazy about it. To choose myself over and over again. I want to
You're just
myself.
Hearing you say, be giving more to purpose. That's amazing, you know, and also hearing you say choosing yourself over and over. I think I'll put a pin on that and we'll start out from there. Start out from there. Yeah, because week's episode was called self-love, doing the inner work for outer transformation. Yeah. And you just said now that you would, you know, pick and choose yourself over and over and over. That's like like an amazing dimension of self-love, right? So in Kefe's own words, what does self-love mean to you, to her? Yeah. What does self-love mean to you, Kefe?
Self-love. Learning to love myself. Mm. Learning to know myself for myself. Learning to identify the things that are valuable to me, my priorities, my perception about life. And learning to know who Stella Kefe is, because the truth is you can't love what you don't know. The more you know something, the more you love that thing. So self-love to me is learning to love myself like I would love someone else, taking me outside of me and then seeing me like I was in a relationship with me. Like I have to listen to myself, I have to communicate with myself, I have to give value to myself, be valuable to myself.
Wow. So
that's what self-love
is. It's beautiful to hear this, and just having you say it's you having a relationship with yourself, becoming aware with yourself. You know, I feel like we live in a time and age where, you know, lots of people are trying so hard to get to know others, get to love others, and they're not giving themselves that same energy in terms of getting to, you know, get to
true,
themselves and love
true.
Themselves, be aware of their triggers, be aware of their, you know, the things that, yeah, the things that sets them off, the things that make them smile, you know, what they really want, you know. John C. Maxwell would say you have to see value in yourself to add value to yourself, you know. So having to just hear that, it's cool, right? It's amazing. And so, with regards to doing the inner work for you, at what point did you think it necessary that you needed to start doing the inner work so that you could get out of transformation? At what point did it like dawn on you like a reality?
Okay, like a light bulb moment. So I think for me it was I was at a phase where I was becoming a lot more bitter, a lot more defensive, angry, not happy with myself, not happy with things around me, and was quick to respond, to react. And that's not who I am. That's not who I should be. That's not the characteristic of a godly person, and I'm a Christian. So, yeah, it wasn't really balancing. Yes, so I knew that I needed to change. I knew that I needed to really work on myself if I needed to grow, if I needed to be better. I knew I needed to start the journey and just find a way to be the person that I want to be.
That's cool. Yeah. You know, what I can hear from this is the point, like you coming to a point where you became really honest and vulnerable with yourself and look at things for what it is. You know, sometimes I feel like most times we are quick to, you know, imagine how we think our life should be without taking into cognizance what our life really is at the moment.
Yeah, not accepting the truth about what our life is right now.
We are looking at, oh, the future is beautiful, everything. That's amazing, though. But the reality is, like you said, you knew that you were not happy. You knew that you were being resentful. You knew that you were bitter. You knew that you had lost joy. And so you decided to just do the work. And that's a lot of vulnerability.
Sure.
And that's a lot of self-acceptance. And that's a lot of, coming to the point where you just tell yourself things need to change. Like you were listening to your soul cry. So mm-hmm. with regards to doing the work required for the transformation, so what now you already established that you knew that something had to change. So what were the basic things that you did to start out this journey of transformation for yourself?
Okay, I think the basic thing I first did was pray. Yeah, I took time to really pray about it. I didn't want to remain that way, and prayer is like the very first thing for me. Yeah, I started praying about it, talking to God about it. After that, I spoke to a counselor about it. Certified counselor, and we talked about a lot of things. We had some sessions together, and it helped me see that, okay, of the truth, some things were really off, yeah, and I needed to really grow and really mature, and so I did that too. I think after that, I had to read a book. I was recommended a lot of books anyway, but yeah, I read the first one, and I did a lot of writing out, pouring out my emotions, my feelings, my reactions at the end of the day, how I acted, what I did that I didn't like, and why I did it, per se. So, yeah, those are like the four basic things I did.
So I'm going to pin on one particularly. You said you prayed because you're a Christian. God, you asked for help. You asked for help like by seeking counsel from a certified counselor. Then you engaged more in writing, which I would like to say is journaling, like putting down the thoughts in your head and paper. And also,
yes, exactly.
You said that you were recommended some books. So I want to pin on journaling for a minute. So at the point when you were writing, right, did you at any point struggle with putting down your thoughts? Because the kind of thoughts that were coming to you at the moment, they didn't seem like you. Did you struggle in putting it down?
Yeah.
Like I feel like one moment where most people also delude themselves in the sense that they have a certain perception of what they think they should be or who they should be. And so they don't even allow what is give expression. So did you have times where you struggle with really writing what you were feeling or how you were feeling? Did you have those struggles?
Yes, I did. Writing it down, trust me, was not a problem for me. I love writing. I had a lot of jotters, so I could just carry anyone. Rough sheets, just pour it out. I think the problem was reading them after I'd written them. Because most times writing it out, I might not really even be thinking. I was just writing and trying to really know, okay, this happened, why did I do this? Why am I feeling this way at this particular time and trying to understand? But I think where it became difficult was when I had to reread those things I'd written down. I had to accept it that, okay, the part that I was at fault, I was wrong. I had to accept that, okay, this part about me is bad and needed to change. This mindset about me is bad and I needed to unlearn it. Things that I had taken on from people, environment, I had to.
So putting those things down made a lot of truths more visible and clear to you. Wow. So putting down those things made a lot of truth more clear and visible to you, right?
It showed me where I needed to change. It showed me the places I needed to work on. And it made me really know myself more. And made me see how I was at that time, and how the person that I was becoming was negatively affecting the people around me, young people around me, and even myself and my relationship with people. So yeah, it's made me see a lot of things, see a lot of truth.
So in seeing those things that needed to change, seeing those truths, having those aha moments, at any point, did you treat yourself with compassion and just say, "Cafe,
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you what I did at a particular time. I think this was September or early October thereabout. I literally had to download forgiveness affirmations in my phone. Some little things, and I knew that I needed to myself the way I would pet someone else that felt bad tied with myself.
So there were times you showed yourself a lot of empathy, a lot of love, and a lot of care.
Very important. If you don't do that to yourself, who will?
Exactly. That's like an integral part of the whole self-love thing. When people talk about, right? I
Yes.
think most people are quick to think about it from an external standpoint of view. Take care of yourself. Like in terms of grooming, take care of yourself, look nice, smell nice. Those things are good, right? They have their place. Think that the real
Yeah.
self-love is the internal, dealing with your internal struggles. Having to love
True.
yourself, be with
True.
yourself in your best days, your hard days, your trying days. Yeah. And having to just say, regardless of what happens, I've got you. Regardless of what happens, man, I've got you. I feel like that's like the real self-love. Doing that, that's where it is. That's where
Yeah.
the work is. So with regards to your journey, right? What were the things that you have now said at this point? These are the major things I'm focusing on. I know that you've made mention that your priorities this year right now is improving your job, your career, working more on purpose and prioritizing yourself. So what are like the must every what are like the must do for you with regards to maintaining this whole self-love thing? It's one thing to start out on a journey, on a process, right? And get a little results and happy and
Yeah.
excited. But when it now becomes like, when it's not something that has now become a routine, you struggle with practicing. And it's
True.
easy for you to slip off
Yes,
because you
yes.
feel like, oh, I have a hang of it and all that. So what are like the systems or routines that you've decided to put in place to ensure that at every point in time, you
Okay.
are in that state where you are loving, empathic, and compassionate with yourself?
Okay, I think the first thing is to gain knowledge. Because the truth is, you never really know what's wrong until you know more things. Yeah. So I really want to be more intentional about learning, about reading, about growth in general. And there's something I want to do more this year, hopefully. Not hopefully, that I will do. I want to be able to meditate daily, like at the end of the day, just take, or at the end of the week, take time for myself to really scale through my week in my heart and in my mind, see the parts that aren't fitting, that didn't balance up, and the areas that had loopholes and I have to work on, because that's one thing that has helped me so far. During the journey, during this whole process, as being the fact that every day, like in the night, I just take some time to think through, write something, and be able to reflect on how the day went, it's helped me really picture how I wanted the next day to be and the way I wanted to react to more situations coming forward. So those are like the two major things. And to yeah, to be more consistent really, to what I want to do. And yeah, to be more consistent, yeah.
Wow. I like the part where you talked about consistency. You know, that's the part that is a bit what's it called? That's the part that a lot of people struggle with. You know, it's one thing to start out something, it's one thing to just be in that mind space where you tell yourself that I'm going to keep at it, in spite of whether I feel like it or I don't feel like it. If it has to be done, it must be done. So yeah, and consistent.
It
Yeah,
has
like
to be done.
consistency has this beautiful thing to it, the compounding effect. So the beautiful thing might not necessarily
Yeah.
be that, you know, you do it for 5 hours every day. It can just be like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes. I tell people that 5 minutes
True.
every day of exercise is way, way better than 40 minutes once a week of exercise. Why? Because it helps you build resilience. It helps
True.
you make yourself understand and know that, man, you know, I'm giving to something. I can be committed to something. And so yeah, that's, you know, that's beautiful. So were there times where in this journey, this process, that you felt like just giving up? Because I believe that someone would hear this and listen and know they've already started out the journey, or they're planning to start out. But this question is for someone that is already on the journey, and it's with the finding that they are getting, they are feeling and feeling bad about themselves. What would the person like with the findings that they are getting, like they can't really believe that, you know, this is me. How come? How did I become this? What would be your word of advice to such a person?
Everybody has made mistakes. We are all human, and it's okay to be human. You just have to learn to evolve and become better. The process of becoming is not easy, so no need to beat yourself up at all. Just learn to accept it for what it is, that it's this is who you are, and this is what you want to be, where you want to go to. So it's a process, the whole process of becoming. Please don't give up on it. And yeah, I think the joy of knowing that this is who you are going to be later on, yeah, should push you ahead. Yeah, should make you not want to give up on the
Yeah.
journey. You are human after all. You're allowed to make
You
mistakes.
see this part you just mentioned, like the joy of what it is that you are aspiring to become, let that be what pushes you. It brings a scripture to mind for me, saying that, you know, for the glory that was like I think it's in Hebrews, talking about Moses, that for the glory that was set before him, you know, I think it's Hebrews talking about Jesus, yeah? He says, for the glory that was set before him, he bore the shame of the cross. He knew that the cross, going to the cross, was more important than anything he was feeling, you know. And so anybody listening to us right now, I think what should be your consolation, or what should be where your eyes should be set on, is what it is, the person that you hope to become, the person that, you know, you desire for yourself to be. And so let that drive you, let that push you to, you know, just keep at it, keep at it, keep at it, keep at it. So with regards to the journey, what exact did you put any strategy in place to remain accountable? Did you I know that at some point you said when you started out, you seeked the help of counselors and books. So did you, as of now that you are now, like you've evolved much more better, do you still do that, or you're just basically doing everything all by yourself?
Can you never? No man is an island. I still talk to my counselor once in a while, not as frequent as it used to be, but being accountable to someone and people and being accountable to someone that knows, oh, this is how you change and this is where you want to be and this is how I can be of help. It might not necessarily be a counselor, it can be your best friend, it can be a mentor, it can be someone that you look up to in the church, someone that you feel can caution you when you need to be cautioned. It can be your pastor. So yeah, I've put those in place right now, and people having the right support system is very, very important. And right now, that's like one of the strategies to keep to put me in place from to not going back. Not that I'm where I want to be yet, but at least I know, okay, with the right system, with the right people around, I know that, okay, this is what I'm working on. Yes, so I can, that's one of my strategies.
That sounds, I like the fact that you said having a support system, having people that you are submitted to, and you allow the words that they say carry with you.
That's the word.
Because
Yes.
it's one thing to actually give people that leverage to be able to be like advisors or counselors or help to you, but it's another thing to deliberately decide to submit. By submission, I mean take heed to the advice that they give. Do you get? So I believe that anybody
Yes.
willing or seeking to embark on this journey, there are so many. I feel like these are like couple of things you need to like ingrain in your mind that for me to have actually deemed this person fit to be with me on this journey of self-evolution, of self-love, of transformation. I must be willing to listen or give heed to the advice that they give. Right?
Yeah, I think a lot of journaling will help too, because journaling will show you where you used to be and where you are right now and the kind of thoughts you are having towards yourself. Wow. Personally, for me, I love writing a lot, so I write like almost every day for myself, not for anybody, like so that I can literally see what's going on in my inner mind, yeah, and just be open to myself, yeah. And see, okay, what are my perceptions on this? Have I changed on some areas that I feel I need to change, I need to grow, I need to mature in? So yeah, I think writing is one of the strategies I want to put in place, yeah. So it helps
Okay,
too.
so listening to you now, let's assume that there's someone listening and they know that they should do these things and they have been given to procrastination a lot. What would be your advice for them to like just do it? Sometimes we know that we should do something, right? But we're not taking out the time to really do that thing. Maybe because we feel, okay, we'll do it later, not now, not now. So for someone listening that's struggling with, procrastination or inconsistency in this in their self-evolution journey, what would be your word of advice for them?
Okay, first off, never ever procrastinate on yourself. I mean, that's the worst thing you can do. Procrastinate on chores all you like, but don't procrastinate on yourself. If you have to do something for yourself, it could be a simple thing as taking a course, reading a book, gaining more knowledge, working on a particular character trait, being less angry, being less quick to respond. You have to do it as soon as possible because you are your first investment, and that's just the truth. The value that you place on yourself is only as much as the work that you allow to do, basically. So if you don't do that, yeah, if you don't do that, you're literally going to keep on declining, and life wasn't built that way. And even if it might seem like there's a lot of progress in other areas of your life, if you don't have that relationship, that self-love with yourself, you'll notice that there's no melody. Melody is the word I want to use. So every other part is playing beautiful sounds, but then when it comes to you, yourself, and your wholeness, it just seems to play a kind of off key. So and you wouldn't want that for yourself, really. Like, try to imagine your own life not playing a beautiful sound. Yeah, we are writing the script every day, but yeah, at least at every point in time, it should give off a particular.
Okay, that sounds really, really, really amazing. Really amazing. I love all the points that you've shared with us. I love all the points you
Thank
shared with us
you.
today. It's been really valuable. I like the fact that you just chose to be, vulnerable with us and tell us the part that men,
It
it wasn't
wasn't. It's
easy. It
still
was not an
something. We
easy
are still on the
journey,
journey. I don't
but
think
it's
the
worth
journey
it.
ever ends because you keep evolving, you keep getting better, you keep knowing, you keep growing, you keep seeing yourself. So it's really it's like a puzzle. You keep fitting it, and then the more you place it, the more you see, oh, there's a wider view, there's a wider expansion, and you keep on. So yeah, it's still on the journey. I'm still becoming, you're still all becoming. So yeah.
I like the way you put it that we are still all becoming. There's
True.
more room for
True.
expansion. There's room for growth. There's room to evolve. There's room to be more than what it is that you're currently are. So, thank you
Thank
so much,
you.
Kefe, for just beautifully. We
You're
appreciate
welcome.
it. Thank you so
Having
much,
me.
and I'm pretty sure that my listeners are having a swell time right now. So, in the spirit of Christmas, if you were to give a final word to my listeners, what would it be? Entering into 2021, what would be your
In
final
the
words to my
spirit
listener?
of Christmas,
And
approaching the
approaching
new
the new year.
year. Okay, so let me say something that I think I got from TD Jakes. He said three very important things you need to do for yourself. I think he called it the three Ps. Learn to pray through all situations, learning to praise through all
Okay.
situations, and then learning to pamper yourself. So yeah, and pampering is not just going out, taking a drink. As you grow older, pampering is more in depth than those are just the surface thing. Pampering yourself is a whole lot more. It is taking time to actually do what you need to do because you are going to enjoy from that thing later on. So yeah, I think you should put those three Ps in place. Prayer is very important, having an attitude of praise. And then I think the second thing I would want to say is to be positive no matter what. And affirm yourself and say positive self. Have a way of building you up, making your day, your morning start out on the right note. So yeah, I hope that's enough for someone.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. So, dear listeners, Kevin, you were. Pray,
Thank
praise, and
you.
pamper yourself. I like the pampering part because it still has to do with the self-loving part. And the pampering, she said, it's not just having to have a nice time, but loving yourself through it all, through thick and thin. So yeah. So thank you so much, Cafe, for just being here with us, for just sharing your journey with us, and just allowing us into your space. Thank you so much. You are so amazing.
Thank you. Thank you too.
Happy Boxing Day to you.
Same to you. Please unload lots of gifts today.
Definitely, we'll definitely do that. All right. Thank you
Okay.
so much.
Bye.
Bye. Hey guys, thank you so much for sticking around with me from the beginning of the episode to the end. I'm really glad and grateful. I'm grateful, to just have the time to be able to share with you guys. And I'm grateful that Kefe was open and honest and vulnerable, sharing her journey with us. I hope that you learn a thing or two
from what she has shared with us today. And in the spirit of the Yuletide season, happy Boxing Day. Do have an amazing time with yourself and with your loved ones. Till I see you in the next episode, keep being joyful, hopeful, optimistic. Bye for now.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you.